Our high calling. Have you counted the cost? November 1st. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16, verse 33. The world's Redeemer presents to his followers the plan of the battle in which they are called to engage, and he bids them count the cost. He assures them that angels who excel in strength shall be in his army, and will enable those who trust in him to fight valiantly. One shall chase 1,000, and two put 10,000 to flight, not through their own strength, but through the power of omnipotence. The captain of the Lord's host is with them, taking the command of the armies and leading them on to victory. Because of their human frailty, because of their sinfulness, they may fear and tremble as they view the vast hosts of the powers of darkness. But they may rejoice as they look upon the angels of God ready to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. They may rejoice as they realize that the captain of the Lord's host will lead them forward in every conflict against natural and supernatural foes. Your leader is a conqueror. Advance to victory. How precious are these assurances that we shall never be left to take one step in our own finite strength, for he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Hebrews 13, verse 5. We are fighting in the presence of invisible hosts. Unseen intelligences survey the whole array of evil, and help is at hand. We shall not only be provided with that which is necessary, but shall be placed upon vantage ground. To every Christian comes the word that was addressed to Peter. Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. Luke 22, verse 31. Thank God we are not left alone. This is our safety. Satan can never touch with eternal disaster one whom Christ has prepared for temptation by his previous intercession. For grace is provided in Christ for every soul, and a way of escape has been made, so that no one need fall under the power of the enemy.